So he talks about the fact that some people tell you, listen, I'm chilled out when it comes, you know, to Avodas Hashem. Why am I chilled out? Listen, Gan Eden is such a great place that as long as they let me in there, they don't slam the door in my face, I'll be happy. You know, what do you think? I have to sit at the Mizrach in Gan Eden? They'll put me in the Marav, in the back row, but I made it in. I'm inside the pearly gates. So then it's fine. I'll be happy. So Ramchal questions, where is this coming from? Is this coming from a reality? Now we're dealing with people that still have a taste covered. And in this world, such people, which is most of us, can't bear others that get ahead. It disturbs us when we see others getting ahead of us. And in life, we have to learn how to deal with that. So how is it that if in this world we're so disturbed by people getting ahead of us, and at the end of the day, what does it mean? So this guy's richer than I am. So what does it mean? But all is well and done. But Olam Haba, it counts. So there all of a sudden I'm going to be sanguine. And the person that's ahead of me, let him be ahead of me. I'm in the back. They let me into the back row of Gan Eden. I have a seat in the bleachers, in the back row of the bleachers, but they let me in. Baruch Hashem, I don't need a back seat. I don't need a skybox. So he says, are you being honest, Ramchal says, or are you being honest, or are you just being lazy? Says the truth is, we're just being, in all honesty, he says, we're just being lazy, we're not being honest. We take such a stance. And he said, so now we continue the Ramchal. Start from here. Eich yuchlu lizbol shiiru atzma shvorem yoyser. How will they feel to be behind someone else? Asher him ata shvol in the head that stands, you know, that right now I'm socially at a higher point than they are. Then I'm going to come to Olam Haba, and that guy is going to be socially ahead of me. And here we're talking about with a milus of for real. They're not for silly reasons. And they're nitzchi, they're eternal, they don't change. Now, you tell me, so why are people in fact so calm? They're so calm. They are so calm. Pesky.
Esky. You're good, Rob. The it's okay.
So the reason they are this way is because Sha'achshavein Makir and Oso Beserkum. They don't know what Olam Haba is, and they're not aware of its value. In other words, that's why if the people, they're lazy now, why are they lazy? Because they don't realize how significant something is. You tell someone 14 years old, you know, you should work hard in school because you want to get ahead, but he's only 14. So he doesn't look down the pike. He can't understand 15 years from now what the consequence of not being serious in his schooling is. Everybody's going to want to go out. He's a married man and he has children and he wants to go out and he wants to earn a good living for his family. But he doesn't have the credentials. Why? Because he was too lazy in school to buckle down and work. Why was he too lazy? Because he didn't realize at that point, they didn't have the maturity to realize how significant this was going to be as life unfolds. How can no Yehushim Willow, in the same truth, true of Olam Haba? People lack the maturity to understand how significant it's going to be. And what's going to happen, though? But one day they're going to become aware. The guy did 15, today he's 30. Today he's trying to support his family. He wants to buy a house, he wants to cover the mortgage, he wants to pay the schalimah, whatever. Or he likes to go on vacation with his wife. But now he realizes what he messed up 10 years ago. Life doesn't always let him correct what he messed up 10 years ago. And the same as a person going to come to Olam Haba. Say, hey, I didn't imagine it's like this. And here he is. He's the fortunate ones that they let him in. He's in the back of the bleachers, but he got it. But he says, look what I could have had. I would have, you know, been had a more mature view of life, a deeper spiritual understanding. They will have eternal anguish from this. He says, I've shown you intellectually. This chilled out attitude that they think, it's all right, you know, they can get by. That they preach for themselves, the Hokel Mehem Chaymer Avoida, that they should not have to take the Avoida Hashem seriously. This is only they've seduced themselves with lies. Who's behind this? Behind all of these lies stands the Yetzirah. And nothing that is true at all. Some people, whatever, you can see. The whole attitude in life is delayed. They can't relate to anything seriously. Standing at the Kaisel once, and a guy wants to do something by the davening somebody should do, which was incorrect. And then in the Chazaros HaShatz, he makes a joke about the Nusach, you know. And this is, he's standing at the Kodesh on my road. Maybe you want to go inside the base of Mikdash too and stand by the Heifer and do the same thing. It's a sobering and saddening experience that a person could come to a Mokon Kodesh, but his Metzius is his Aletz. And he can't relate seriously to it. People can go through their whole life without being tuned into what Olam Haba is, to what we're striving for, what they can achieve. When will they find out? When they get there. But when they get there, don't be too late. Do something about it. If they would see matters clearly, they would never accept this attitude that they should be chilled out about Olam Haba, about the vision of action. Why don't they have a clarity in it? For a very simple reason. You know what? Shame of action. They don't seek it. They don't seek to understand what Olam Haba is. They can't take life seriously enough. They just go through life in error, as long as it's, you know, fits in comfortably with what their spirit of the moment is. And he lo yusar mehem pituyam arazman shelo yoyelah. When will they no longer be under these fallacious impressions? And they tell them when it's too late. Then it'll be too late. Lo yoyid biyodu mesaker es asher shekhes. They will not, they will no longer have the ability to repair that which they made a mess of. So a person can go through his whole life and he has a terrace. This, I don't have to knock myself out, you know. It's nice, you know, tzaddikim, you know, listen. You know, in the world of business too, the guys don't want to be the billionaires. So they work, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, decade after decade after decade, you know. I don't need to be that. I have no desire to be that. You know, I earn a living for my family, I take care of myself, and that's it, it's fine. So their attitude towards Ruchni is the same. You know, they're a big tzaddik, they want to be billionaires. The same way I don't want to be a billionaire. In this world, I'm not interested in being in the billionaires club, but I don't have either. Dr. Ramchal, there's a big difference between the two. At the end of the day, to be in the billionaires club in this world is what's my number. Makes a difference. if you zoich it in that role and you use it for good purposes, you know, that you're, it served you well. But the money in and of itself, what does it mean? That to be a billionaire, to be very, very rich and earn a lot, that's a whole different story. That is eternal meaning. But so why are they so chilled out? Because they never put their heads to understand what is this Olam HaBa and how significant it will be to me when I get there. But rather, they'd rather go through life in a superficial sense, in a sense which is lazy, not demanding, and that's their entire approach. When the lights finally get turned on and they see the reality, it'll be too late to do something about it. So this is what the Ramchal tells us, is we have to take life seriously enough, put our heads to it in such fashion that we don't just sit back and get whatever we can of Olam HaBa. Well, there's the famous Moshel of the Chofetz Chaim that we're reminded of. It's even extreme within this regard. But the punchline of it was a man went abroad and he came to a place, he heard there were diamonds all over the streets. You know, they used to say in America, the streets are paved with gold. So he came to some South Pacific island and there were diamonds all over the place. So he sailed all the way there from here. It was poverty stricken in Europe. And he's going to load up a ship and he's going to come back to Europe and he's going to be one of the Bureau. But meanwhile, listen, he has to settle down, you know, to get gather all of his diamonds together and then to get people to load them on a ship for him. So he has to settle in. So he has to have a house. He has to have a way to eat. Now, in this part of the world, diamonds don't mean anything to them. Zero. Diamonds and garbage in the same. They're lying all over the street. No one bothers to pick them up. What are you going to do with this little piece of glass? What's important to them? Animal fats are important to them. So he starts to get into animal fats. And he becomes one of the biggest dealers in animal fats on the island. A number of years goes by and he decides, okay, it's time to go back to Europe. So he brings the ship and he fills it up with animal fats. The hold from the hold all the way up until the masts. And he sails off to come back to Europe. And as he comes to Europe and he's getting off, he realizes two things. Number one, that in Europe, the animal fats aren't worth anything. And number two, they're getting putrid already in how long he sailed from the South Pacific to come to Europe. And he's shattered. So I went to the South Pacific to spend these years of my life to gather diamonds. What did I bring back? Putrid animal fats. And then he puts his hand into his pocket and he discovers a few diamonds, you know, in the dust at the bottom of the pocket, he forgot a few diamonds. And that's what he has. That's the whole fortune that he brought back. So the Chofetz Chaim says the same is true. We lose focus in this world. So what do we come upstairs with? We come with tractor trailers of Olam HaZeh. But they tell us in this world, the tract, in this world, with the Olam HaZeh, we don't recognize. It's invalid currency. So he says, look, then we look in our pockets and we find that it's in the bottom of the pockets, under the dust, a few mitzvahs. But this is a person of a new sight. So that's what the Ramchal is telling us. We have to be very careful to maintain our perspective, to maintain our clarity of vision, to remember where we're going. We're trying to reach. Rabbi Yisrael, good night. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Welcher.
Good night, Rabbi. Thank you.